Tonight's Shia Simon Reish Mem Dalid, Sif Beis and Sif Gimel, Sif Beis. Lifsol ha'avonim l'sakin ha'kairis. If a Yid hires a non-Jew to carve stones or to prepare smooth beams, wooden beams, afil b'veisor shel en Yehudi, either this work will be done in the shop or the house of the non-Jew, asur, that's forbidden. Since this work is necessary for construction, for that which is attached to the ground, it has the severity, the chumah of building a house or anything mechubah. It's associated with the yid, and you have the maris ayin that maybe people think he told the non-Jew to do it on Shabbos. Vim asu kein, and if in fact they did, he hired the non-Jew to prepare this thing, and he works on Shabbos, lo yishak ein bevinyan, you shouldn't use it. You shouldn't set it in the house. Ramah says, "V'yesh om." Some say, "Im enim uforis m'shusha yisov." It's not known, not publicized, that this is being done for a yid. Surely it would be permitted. Mishdibur sif kon yudav lifsol havanim v'chulu. V'davka kesh havanim v'kairos hem shayisov. This is a problem when the actual stone and beams belong to the yid. Unasanim l'uman eni yehudi l'satatam l'saknam. And the yid gives it to the non-Jewish craftsmen to smooth the stones and prepare the wood. But if the non-Jew is carving his own stone, and working on his own wooden beams, the Yid made a contract with him for the project. The non-Jew has the choice to decide to carve other stones. He could keep the ones he worked on a child for himself. Even if his intent is to eventually use it for the Jews' building, if it's not being done in the Jews' home, even though it may be publicized that he has a job, he's working for the Yid, mutter, that's okay. It's not called the Malacha of the Yid because the material belongs to the non-Jew and he's working in his own shop. Can't cause a dog involved, so writes dog involved. Before him already, the Ravaz writes this in a tshuva, but the Ravaz concludes there, if the non-Jew is cutting the stone on Shabbos at the construction site near where they'll be built, that is not proper. There's still a maris ayin, people shouldn't say that he's a hired hand of the Yid. Since this is used in construction, it's more severe. The stones and wood will be set in the building. Therefore, we consider it as if it's attached to the ground, and we have to protest, stop doing the work on Shabbos. If it's within the tchum, even though it's distant from the construction site, because if it's in the tchum, people see it. If it's beyond the tchum, it's a different story. Sivkan Dezaimim also came, and if the non-Jew did work on it, so then you shouldn't use it. Ayan l'kameh mashakasal mazeh, look what he wrote later on about this, we're in Sivkan Chof, that b'diyeved, after he worked on it, if it was b'kablonis, we could be samachan abeinu tam, who is meikol, to use it when it's b'kablonis. Sivkan Yudzaim, v'yesh oim dem einu v'chulu, the Ramah says, some say that if no one realizes it belongs to a Yid, it's mutter. Hayesh oimim koyakul. This yesh oimim is not just going on Sif Beis, it's going back on Sif Aleph too. Da'ainu af mechuber gomer, even if it's actually construction attached to the ground, lo asu bekablonis ele bestomo. They don't answer if it's bekablonis. They only answer if it's done without specifying. Demistomo shem hayesol nikolov. When it's done in general terms, we associate it with the Yid, and we have a concern. But if we know that it's not public knowledge that this is a building for the Yid and it's done by Kiblonis, then lo also be Kiblonis. They didn't ask her. They didn't ask when it's done by Kiblonis with the contract up front. Now the Ramah put this halacha, this yesh oimim, by carving stone. Because it's not that common with the actual building. With the actual building, it's usually associated with the Yid. But in a case of the stones, it might not be associated with the Yid. So if it's Enim Mefus, Yisrael, that's a more likely scenario when it's not the actual building, but rather the bricks and the wood and so on. Sifkan Yud Ches Shari, Samar says, then it's mutter, because they don't associate it with the yid. Hanashen et serach limchus ben Yehudi means, that means you don't have to protest whether a non-Jew does the work, im yas im lachto b'shabbos, if he's working on Shabbos. Ubovat provided, shalo yoyim lo shiyas b'shabbos, you can't instruct him to do it on Shabbos. Because of daf gema en Yehudi or yisip b'vesu, and again, this is only if the non-Jew works in his own shop. O she yakol ponim b'chem b'yabinin, or at least far from the construction site. Kadei shlo yemin kashu shayisol. This keeps it from being noticeable that it belongs to the yid, or it's going to be used for the yid. V'chanal, like we said before. U'mashma b'cham achroinim. It's implied from many achroinim. The sphere lo nadina. They hold the halocha. Kayesh oim hazeh, like with this yeshom, with this leniency. The nesitos avonim when it comes to carving stone. V'efshut tegam hamachal b'moed lo habizeh. Maybe even the Shulchan Aruch would agree by the case of stone. When it comes to the actual building of the house, even if the building stands in a place where it's not known that it's his, also one should not be lenient. We have to work with the neighbors, even the family members. They know it's his, and they'll suspect that he instructed him to work on Shabbos, like we said before in Sifkan Vav. We're very strict with actual mechubur when it comes to this chashad of Amir Lanochi. Siv Gimel. Imbanu Einam Yehudim Yisrael Bayis B'Shabbos B'Isser. If in fact the non-Jews built the house for the Yid on Shabbos, and it was wrong, they weren't allowed to do it. Nochon Lahachmir, it is proper to be strict. Shlo Yikonsibu, not to enter that house, not to use the house. The Moses Mi, however, Im Hisni Yisrael Men Yehudi Sholasos Lo Malocha B'Shabbos. But if the Yid made a condition, they made an agreement with the non-Jew that he's not going to work on Shabbos. Ve'en Yehudi Yisrael Bal Korchai. And the non-Jew did it against the will of the Yid, lemar lahash lemalachto, because he wanted to finish up the job. Then ain lochush. Then we're not going to worry. Ayna come on simen tafkuf from gimel. Look there in simen tafkuf from gimel. We find simli b'cholamoid. We also to build as well. Mr. Bereshiv called you a test, but is it was done wrongfully? Haynu shahaya b'kibos b'chet chum. Even though it was done b'kablonis, it was a contract, but it was done in the tchum. To also rak mishum maras ayin. So it's also because of maras ayin. People don't realize that he's not a day worker. The be'emes is the nafshi ovid. Lemaisa, we know the truth is he's working on his own volition, like we said before. So, in such a case, it's proper not to use the house. Avam hayu schiri, but if in fact they were day hirers, the medina also not mikra din. It's also, it's totally also. It's not a marsayin. This is the real thing. You're over an amir la'akum. Yesh b'zeh is mitzad hadin b'di'evid. Now this is absolutely also even b'di'evid. Velo nachon bovad. It's not just a nachon lahachmir alone. This is also. Ken kasa magnavam, so writes the magnavam. Chemuchach gam ken das habach lin schayom, and that's what the Bach also is of that opinion, if you hired day workers. Chem kasa chayodim, and the chayodim writes this as well. Deb schayom osu medina, that if it's a day laborer, it's osu meikra halocha b'inin zeh in such a case, shumilstav hesi, it's public knowledge, lo ula olam, that means it's osu for him forever, ula achem v'shiyas, and it's osu for other people, in the time, until the time has passed that they could have done the work without Shabbos. K'molo kamon b'smin shun chafei, so if you talk about this later in smin shun chafei, I ask him to look over there. V'yesh mekil, some are lenient. The apike gavna, even in such a case, enu osu medina kimitei shiyasu, they only aser it b'chdei shiyasu, you have to wait, you can't move in right away, wait till the days of work on Shabbos have elapsed. I ask him to smin shun chafei, so if you talk about look later in smin shun chafei, mishnu b'ru. So if they built it, it's proper to be strict. That if they did it, that if it was done by kablonis, we can rely on a beinu tam. Then he can actually live there. Similarly, if the stones were cut, the wood was carved, and it was done by kablonis, the shakam vini, but the eved we will allow them to put it into the building. So the chum is not to enter the house. La'olam, he can't go there forever. V'afilu achirim, even others. But it is mutu b'hano. L'lamorchel and Yehud, you could sell it to a non-Jew. So a non-Jew could live there. But a Yid shouldn't live in such a house. But what if the non-Jew does it against his will? He told him, don't do it. He came anyway. But it's something to say. They made an agreement up front, and the non-Jew violated that agreement. In such a case, we don't worry. It's not necessary to protest again when he's doing the work. This is in the Mordechai ben Yeruchim. Shehuvu b'beis Yosef kamans korden b'beis Yosef v'cheimucha mi be'ur hagwa. And this is also clear in the commentary of Vilna Gaon. If you look at Magen Avraham, he very much disagrees with this halacha. The came from a chubur, since it's dealing with someone who's attached to the ground, and someone who's public knowledge, you do have the suspicion of people who see. So they don't know he made a condition not to work on Shabbos. Eliyahu is also bothered by this din of the Mordechai. Therefore, one should not be lenient. So you should make a protest. You should tell him on Shabbos, stop it. Don't work on Shabbos. Because Eliyahu writes, if you made a condition up front not to work on Shabbos, then you don't have to give them money to stop working on Shabbos. Because they made an agreement and that was what they made up. Ad kan devar, that's what he says. Ma'ash from the Shona, you see what from his language. Dim lo hisnim et chila, that if they didn't make an agreement up front not to work on Shabbos, then ain't day b'ham achas l'bavad. It's not enough just to go and say, oh, by the way, you can't work on Shabbos, stop. El tzarech lefazim im ma'isav v'kadesh yivsku. You actually have to spend money, to spend your money to get him to stop. V'nir shet taimo, and it seems his logic is, the pasha, because he was negligent. To have a hasnim mit chila, he should have made a condition up front. He should have made an agreement up front. If, in fact, you have to spend money to have them stop, like reimburse them to stop the job on Shabbos, and you didn't make the Tanai up front.